I was a prefect, and this lad called Emerson, I can't think of his first name off the top of my head, because we only ever refer to each other as by our surnames at school, you know. And I said to Emerson, come on back to classroom now, I started to play dumb sort of thing. And he gave me a bit of lip, you see. So I gave him a clip under the ear. So I got back to my class, you see, and about 10 minutes later, the kiddie came into the classroom and said to the teacher, Mr. Rawlinson wanted to see me. Anyway, he said, did you just say Emerson? And I said, yeah. So he said, why'd you do that? I said, he gave me some cheek, so after telling him to get back to his classroom and that. So he said, that's bullying, he says. I said, I didn't think it was bullying. I said, I'll just give him a clip under the ear. And he said, well, I think it's bullying, he said. And with that, he got down a cane, and he wasn't at that time allowed to give us a cane. The only person in the school allowed to give us a cane was the headmaster. And he came around with a punishment book every day, who was going to get the cane. Anyway, he said, hold your hand out. And I went, he gave me 6 cuts of the cane, 3 on each. And he said, not crying then? I said, no, I'm not crying. Oh, better give you another 6, he said. He gave me 12 cuts, still not crying. 18 cuts of the cane he gave me to try and make me cry, because my pride wouldn't in front of children, a 2-year gap, you know, you can't be seen blubbing in front of children younger than you, can you? But I never ever forgot that. I had the cane so many times when I was at school, and I knew I had the cane, but I don't sort of remember it. But that instance I've never forgotten, and he said that I was bullying, and I thought to myself, if I was bullying, what was he doing?